Unit 7, Lesson 7A, Exercises 4 and 5.
Good morning, and welcome to the programme Current Affairs, where we investigate the week's news headlines. Today's headline is about the news itself and whether teenagers are interested in it. The results of a news survey came out today in the USA, saying that 60% of teenagers pay little or no attention to daily news, and they particularly ignore war and politics. 28% of Americans aged 12 to 17 say they pay no attention whatsoever to the daily news, and 32% say that they pay only casual attention to it. American teenagers rarely pick up a newspaper and tend to get news information from TV and the internet. But is this generally true for teenagers in Europe and other parts of the world? On the programme today, we have a panel of UK teenagers who will give us their views on the news. Good morning. So, the question for our panel is, how much attention do you pay to the news? And how do you find out what's going on in the world? Toby, would you be the first to give your view?
Well, I think I'm reasonably well informed about current affairs, but without really trying. My dad always has the news channel on in the mornings, and the headlines and breaking news are repeated in news flashes, so you kind of pick up on what's going on. There are always live broadcasts and correspondents reporting from somewhere in the world. I'll always ask my dad if I'm not sure about something, but the more you pay attention, the more you follow what's going on in the world.
And would you switch a news programme on yourself in the mornings?
Well, actually I would, yes. My dad has got me into the habit now, and I suppose that's a good thing.
And Becky, what about you?
Well, it's different for me because I'm studying economics at school, and our teacher is always asking us to follow the news, especially economic policy and world trade issues, so I have to.
How do you get your information?
I look at news websites and news blogs usually. I'm on my computer every day for other things like homework and Facebook, so it's the quickest and easiest thing to do. The online editions of the newspapers tend to be more up to date than the published ones anyway.
And Mark, same question to you.
I'm afraid I'm more like the 32% of teenagers in the USA that pay only casual attention to the news. I really don't have time, and I'm not really into current affairs. I get up early for school, and after going to school, doing homework, studying for exams and playing all the sport I do, there is very little time left for anything else. I rarely watch the TV at all, or surf the internet anyway, so maybe I'm really like the 28% that pay no attention to it.
Sophie, is it the same for you?
Yes, probably. My parents get a newspaper most days during the week, and the big Sunday editions at the weekend, so I'll glance at the headlines if I'm passing. But it usually isn't hard news that attracts my attention. More the human interest stories and the gossip columns, I'm afraid. I probably should be more interested in the news, but my life is busy with school, studying and friends, and I don't make time to really keep up with what's going on in the world outside.
Thank you, panel. And now we'd like to hear from you, if you are aged between 12 and 18. You can contact the show on Twitter, by text, or go to our website. Send us your views on the news.